Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Corlin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Corlin Economics Report.
Everyone, welcome in to the weekend edition of the KE Report. Corey and Chad here, your hosts for this weekend's edition. Also your hosts throughout the week on our website, kereport.com, and podcast, The KE Report. As always, we had a busy week talking to analysts, newsletter writers, and a lot of management teams from companies that we follow, just trying to get a handle on these markets. And we did get kind of a nice run this week in markets, even in metals. The dollar kind of slowed down its upward momentum. A lot for us to talk about. So in these first two segments, we're going to focus more on market moves and different sectors. Last two segments, we're going to focus a bit more on the resource sector. So to kick off the show, we are chatting with Rick Bensignor, president of Bensignor Investment Strategies, writes the institutional newsletter, Supposedly Irrelevant Factors, that is read by some of the most successful hedge funds in the world. And on the retail or individual side, Rick writes in the No Trader, as well as a piece called 7-Eleven, where he picks no more than 7 of the 11 spider ETFs with the goal to beat the S&P. And as we've heard from Rick when we talk to him every month, he has continued to beat the S&P. So, Rick, before we get into market commentary, I want to talk about this ongoing AI boom. It's taken market participants by storm. It's moved Nvidia. That stock has just exploded higher. There's clearly a lot of money still looking for these newer speculative areas. Plus the comments that this AI boom could be the next step for society. Almost like the internet moved people forward into a different world. Maybe AI will do the same. Rick, what's your thought on this whole AI boom right now?
Well, clearly investors are looking for exposure in the area. It's the latest hot thing that, let's say, replaced crypto from a few years ago. No doubt that there's a pile of cash that continuously moves into this, and you know, we've seen what happened to some of these names recently, and Nvidia going, you know, last week's low in Nvidia was 298. Last week's high was, or even maybe it was even this week, I can't remember, 420. I think it was earlier this week. I mean, that's incredible. And, you know, the stock's still hanging out near 400. Now, I put out a flash note to institutional clients this week of why I'm not buying Nvidia up near the highs of the week. And it's a target that's been in place since the low of the fourth quarter 2018. So when Nvidia got down to whatever that low was then, I can't remember, it projected a price of as high as $417 and change. And, you know, we hit that this week. And so to me, I'm telling people not to be buying it up north of 400. And certainly we actually got a 10% pullback in a matter of 48 hours, but we're back to near 400. And I don't think that this is the time or place to be putting exposure on there. And you look at across the names that have jumped up recently, there's clearly this whole push into this space. And is it too early, too much, too soon? Maybe, you know, it's a little overdone near term, but, you know, how much do you think Nvidia is going to pull back? And, you know, are you going to even get a chance to buy it at 300 in the next 6 months? I don't know. I can tell you from a psychology point of view, there's a rush into this as if it's the next hot thing, and people on TV are talking about it as, you know, Internet 2.0 or whichever way you want to think about just how much the Internet changed society that AI will. I don't personally, I'm not a huge fan of AI. The early stuff, you know, going into ChatGPT and asking it to do stuff, that's fine. But I think that it's going to get to a point where it becomes awfully dangerous. And we're already seeing examples in places where this can replicate people's voices. It can make it look like you're watching a live video of somebody talking, and it's all done through technology. Before you know it, they'll start bringing historical figures from the past back being alive just from photographs of them and being able to then translate those photographs into modern day. And I think it reaches the point where technology has, or can, it's not quite there yet, but can really invade the safety of being a human being who expects certain society to be certain ways, and just personal safety, and having machines that can replicate, Corey, your voice and make you say things that you never said, and having that then go out, let's say, on social media as if it literally represented you, I think there's a danger. And I don't know how society stops it from happening, because technology just always moves forward. And go back 20, 30, 40 years, and there were movies that anticipated that this was coming down the road. But I do think there's a certain element of danger to it. And I don't know how you get in the way of it crossing over the moral and ethical lines of what technology can do. But for right now, it certainly feels like, looks like, smells like it's the next great thing. And people are jumping on board to get ahead of it. Now, is NVIDIA truly worth $400 a share? I'm not a fundamental analyst who can dig deep into their balance statements and income statements to tell you if that's really where this should be worth. But it's probably fair to say that even if you paid $400 a share, and I'm not recommending you do, you probably over time will still make money with that. But from a risk, I had two conversations about this in the last 24 hours. If you paid $400 a share, let's say you got it now, how do you manage the risk on that trade? Where do you stop yourself out? Where is the level at which, if NVIDIA sold off to, that you are safely, with the proper assumption that if it breaks under a particular level, it implies that it's going well lower. And right now, I'd say that there is no level that's reasonably close, even the $298 level from a week ago. I mean, if it pulled back to that level, if you paid $400, you'd be stopping yourself out, just as a ton of other people would be interested in being a buyer. So you can buy any one of these names up as much as they are. And this, you know, this was a $100 stock last fall that's now $400. But forget about managing risk on it. You are basically saying, I'm going to hold this for 5 or 10 years or more, and it will be worth more over time. And you cannot think of it in terms of, I don't think you can think of it in terms of a trade. Now, it doesn't mean you can't make money paying $400, but you simply can't manage risk. And when you can't manage risk on something, it's not something I will get my clients into.
Fair enough. I think a lot of people might already think that this sector, the AI move, has already happened and they have missed out. And just look at some of the charts. Yeah, you clearly have missed out on a huge move, but it's this whole bigger picture theme of, is this going to, in a way, move society forward? Impossible to know, but through time, we will be able to tell. And right now, it's clearly a bright spot for investors and a spot where people are continuing to park their money. We'll see just how much longer that lasts, but it is always these sectors that can sometimes divert from the rest of the economy if there's just that much interest. Hey, Rick, we're having you back on next segment. Jump around to a couple sectors. So everybody, stick around. We'll be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. We are continuing to chat with Rick Bensignor. Just a note for everyone listening on the radio, we had an extended conversation with Rick. The interview went pretty much 45 minutes, I think, so we could only fit in a few sections from that full interview into the weekend show. To hear the full interview, all you have to do is visit our website, kereport.com, or podcast, The KE Report. Click on the first posting there and listen to the full interview of Rick's. We're going to get back into it now, talking currencies, starting off with the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar having a great month of May. For most of May, it went pretty much straight up. Started to turn around at the tail end of May, and people are wondering, did it just top here? Did it just make kind of a lower high just below that 105 level? And more importantly, is the dollar more in a downtrend? Is it going to level out? What's your outlook for the dollar?
So I turned bullish the dollar a month ago. Corey, you get my weekly report. We actually went long the inverse bearish dollar. It was a way of getting long the dollar in what actually ended up being a more sensible way than just buying the UUP, which is the ETF that is a bullish dollar play. Nonetheless, I put out using the dollar index as the benchmark for this, a 104.70 target. And to the tick, this week's high is 104.70. And now we've pulled back some. So we've taken half off, and we've moved up our sell stop. So it stopped exactly where I expected it would get to a month ago. But I'm willing to still keep half on should we be able in the next few weeks to push above this week's high and then hold that 104.70 in the dollar as a potential support level. Right now it's absolutely resistance, and that's why we took half off. The dollar stopped going down where we expected it to. We put out early this year, it was late last year, When it was trading up at 113 or something like that, we put out a 100.5 to 101 downside target. And that's, I mean, if I can pull up a chart, this year's low is 100.79. So literally right into, again, where we expected. So then it got tested. We got down there in January. It got down there again in the beginning of April, and then we bought it at the beginning of May, just right near the bottom, and just took out a few hundred points in the dollar. So I'm willing to play it. Obviously, the strength in the dollar the past month has taken its toll on gold. We can talk about that in a second. But anyone playing the markets does generally need to get a sense of what's going on in the other asset classes that affect the U.S. stock market, and typically it's not tick for tick, so it's not 100% correlation at all, but generally when the dollar rallies, stocks pull back. We're not seeing that right now, but if the dollar were to keep going up, that will become a drag on stocks.
Let's talk about gold, because you brought up gold and how stronger dollar can hurt gold. But Rick, where do you see gold setting up here? Because you can make the argument that gold is setting up higher highs, higher lows, especially if this week was kind of a rebound turnaround week. But we are ending on the back foot for gold on this Friday, as it is down as we are chatting. How are you viewing the gold trade right now?
So look, we have three highs in gold since 2020, north of 2,000 an ounce. You had it in summer of 2020. You had it in early 2022. And then you got there again now. So you have potentially a triple top. At the same time, so you're in a big trading range from, let's call it, I don't know, 1650, 16 and a quarter or so on the downside, which has multiple lows, and now these three tops. So at the time, we had an upside target. I had published for clients for quite some time how important the $2,024 level was going to be in gold. And when I look at gold, I use gold futures as the proxy. And we did not close above, other than maybe $1 or something like that, we did not close above 2024 on any weekly basis. We got intra week, we got as high as 2000, I think it was 85, $4 from the all-time high in front month futures. But we didn't make a new all-time high. And then when the dollar rallied, gold came off over the last several weeks, and it's fallen over $100 from what that high was. I had clients get out of, my recommendation was to get out of half. Our average exit was about 1995. And we actually, I recommended to them to buy gold tactically on Monday, or I guess Monday was the holiday, first day of the week this week, because we actually had sold down right to the uptrend line from last October's low. So we got a trading bounce from there, and it's, you know, we'll have to see, right? At this point, gold's down today, and it's probably going to stay that way. It's down $25 or so, so I don't expect any recovery today. But this is kind of what, you know, this week's lows are important levels to kind of look at, because either the uptrend line's going to hold, and if not, gold could pull back all the way to the middle of the range, and then you're talking about 1850 to 1825 as the downside target, which is pretty much where it bottomed in March this year. So the big picture in gold, I'd say long term, the fundamentals remain positive. Shorter term, you're really into, you know, trading mode. And you've got some trap longs now who are long north of 2000, 2025. And until you really shake those people out, it may have a tough time progressing from here. You know, this is a long term, multi-year sideways market. You have to look at kind of positioning and where people are stuck and how much, you know, there were headlines that gold made all-time highs, and it might have in the spot market, but front month futures did not. And even if it did, it was minimal. And as is often the case, the press jumps on and tells you, you know, new all-time highs, rah, rah, rah. And meanwhile, people would listen to that and think, oh, that means they should own gold, end up paying the high. So part of this is the game of trading and understanding how to trade and outsmart other people. And part of this is for the long-term investing point of view, which I think still presents the possibilities for gold. And it really depends upon, I'm less concerned about that the stock market moving higher means that gold has to go down. I'm going to pay more attention to credit default swaps and credit spreads in general between risk-free and, let's say, investment grade and risk-free versus high yield, to get a sense of the fixed income markets players, who are generally considered the smartest of all the different asset classes, what they are expecting for credit risk.
All right, we're out of time for this segment on the radio. Again, to hear the full segment, visit our podcast or website.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The first named storm of the year is churning in the Gulf of Mexico.
However, it is not expected to last long and is no direct threat to the U.S. The National Hurricane Center found Arlene had tropical storm force winds, allowing for it to be upgraded from a depression. Arlene is expected to keep moving south over the next day. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch for parts of South Florida. I'm Ryan Daniels.
President Biden will sign the debt ceiling bill today. Nearly 300 people are dead, close to 1,000 injured after three trains collided in eastern India. Officials say they expect the death toll to climb. Churchill Downs suspending racing operations as officials continue to look into safety measures at the track. The past month has seen 12 horses die as a result of injuries. Corey Myers, USA News.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
All right, welcome back. Continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the KE Report. In these last two segments, we are going to focus a bit more on the resource and precious metals sector as we are chatting with Christopher Aaron, founder of iGold Advisor and senior editor over at the Gold Eagle website. Now, Christopher, one big picture concept that we've been chatting about with you for a while now is this Dow to gold ratio, or just even carrying it over general U.S. equity markets to gold. Now, this ratio, for the most part, if you want to look back over the last, let's say, 7 to 8 years, this ratio has been, well, kind of trading sideways for the most part. And that's dealing with a few runs in gold, a generally run in the Dow. But again, overall, we have gold close to all-time highs. We have people excited about the gold sector, but it's not really making a difference when it comes to comparing it to the underlying U.S. equity markets. What do you take away from that whole concept of gold bull market? But you know what? It doesn't attract more investors if it's not outperforming.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Corey, and thanks for having me back on the show again. We are looking at a Dow to gold ratio currently trading in the 16 level, and so it's costing 16 ounces of gold to buy one share in the entire Dow Jones Industrial Average. And so the anomaly that we've been living through here as precious metals investors over really the last 8 years, actually since the 2015 low, is that even as the gold price has nearly doubled from basically just over 1,000 per ounce to over 2,000 per ounce as of a few months ago, the ratio between gold and the Dow, that relationship has moved straight sideways. So I think that sideways motion is an anomaly. If we look back at either of the two previous bull markets, both in the 1970s and then in the 2000s, we saw the Dow to gold ratio that entire time in both those bull markets compressing in favor of gold. So gold outperforming the Dow. You know, we have no examples of history of a sustained bull market like we've seen here over the last 8 years with gold and the Dow basically matching one another. The only constructive period for gold that I can turn to in history is to look at the recovery rally that happened from 1985 through 1987, where gold moved from its low around 275 up to above $500 per ounce, nearly doubling. In that window, the Dow to gold ratio moved sideways. That was a much more brief window, though. It was only a couple years. You know, and that window, if we think about it from history, did represent sort of a bear market rally for gold. So I think investors need to think about this very carefully. You know, gold itself is still in a bullish consolidation here. You know, so gold itself is still bullish here for the next 12 to 24 months. It's more a question of after that breakout to new all-time highs, what is the message of the Dow to gold ratio? What is it foreshadowing here for us?
When you look at even the recent rise in gold and to a lesser degree silver, things are set up pretty well in the metals, but the mining stocks just aren't getting the same kind of love that they used to. And so one question that we've kind of pondered is, when you think about the TSXV back in the day, it was the place that people went to speculate on doubling or tripling their money. But what we saw after the advent of cannabis stocks, crypto stocks, meme stocks, tech stocks, growth stocks, it seems like generalist investors aren't as interested in coming back to this space to speculate because, to your point, the general markets have done just fine. Do you think that's a fundamental sea change in the precious metals mining stock space?
It could be, unfortunately. You know, so we just talked about the reason why the generalist investor has not been in the precious metals sector over these last 8 years in the same way that they were in the 1970s and the 2000s. Then when we look, Shad, at what you are referring to here, which is the more speculative bid, you know, that person who, and not just the speculative bid, but the anti-fiat speculative bid. The investor that, let's say, is going to take $5,000 or $10,000 and they're saying, hey, I want to try to double this, triple this, 10x this, right, over the course of a year or two. In past cycles, that was very achievable in the small cap gold and silver miners. You know, when you had gold moving after the global financial crisis, when it bottomed at $700 per ounce, when it moved up to above $1,900, nearly tripling in about 3 years, you had a lot of these junior mining companies that did 10x, 15x over the course of those 3 years. There really was not a competing class. There was not a competing anti-fiat speculative class of assets for investors to look at. And now there are, let's admit it, infinite cryptocurrencies for people to throw a few thousand dollars at. So I think between the Dow to gold ratio moving sideways and that new category of anti-fiat asset class, it accounts for a lot of the lackluster performance that we've seen in the speculative, the exploration and development stage companies, unfortunately. I still think that there is an opportunity here over the next 18 months for them to have a sizable rally. We did see in this cycle two significant rallies here since 2016. The first was in the first half of 2016. A lot of these companies had major moves, 5x and 10x off the lows. That was following the low in gold in late 2015. The second wave of speculative interest that we saw was the first half of 2020, following the panic of the coronavirus. A lot of these companies had 5x moves off those lows. So it does seem like there is something of a four-year cycle here setting up. I would say if there's a window for these companies to have, let's say, a third nice rally, it seems to be setting up here over the next 12 to 18 months.
Christopher, what do you take away from the fact that even during those last rallies, or even the last time gold got up to this $2,000 level back at, let's say, 2012, 2011, GDX has continued to top at lower levels. The stocks just haven't gotten up to those highs. Yes, they've outperformed in a short-term basis, but big picture, longer-term chart, they're making lower highs.
Yeah, this may be a signal here that after gold makes new all-time highs, whether it's later this year or whether it's in 2024, to reiterate, the gold chart itself, when you just step back and look at the gold chart, that is a bullish-looking chart. We see three attempts at 2075. We see a false breakdown that happened Q4 of last year. You add those things together, that is a consolidation that looks like it wants to resolve to the upside here within the next 18 months. But as you said, Corey, when you look at a lot of these data points that we've been just referring to and this latest one, which is how the GDX, the senior gold miners, continue to make lower peaks as gold is consolidating itself in this sideways consolidation. I think what that sets up is that after the last rally in gold to break to new all-time highs, that may end up representing a cycle top for the sector to last for some years. So investors want to stay really on top of what sets up late 2023 and basically the entire calendar year of 2024. They want to stay really on top of this. That signal could be setting up to be a significant multi-year topping signal.
Man, very interesting comments, Christopher. I find this whole comparison game interesting, and also the fact that gold has moved sideways against the Dow during a pretty volatile time. We're going to be right back. We're having you back on next segment, Christopher, so everyone stick around.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
All right, welcome back. We're wrapping up the weekend edition of the KE Report, and we are continuing to chat with Christopher Aaron. Now, Christopher, we're going to keep sticking to the precious metals sector, but a little bit more of a focus here on the underlying stocks. If we look at GDX, GDXJ, as we said in the last segment, they've unfortunately made kind of lower highs when gold has approached those all-time high levels. But since we are hearing so many bullish comments and a bullish outlook for the precious metals, even saying gold could get to 2,500, silver could make a run back up to $30 or even $40, is that enough to bring in more investors to see an uptick in volume to actually move the needle in this space, considering, again, a lot of these other runs higher really haven't moved the needle that much?
Yeah, we will see something in that move. That something could be either a moderate move or it still could be quite a spectacular move. It's interesting how the sentiment can really shift when you get breakouts to new all-time highs. Of course, there are no guarantees in the markets. It could be a decent move setting up there. But I don't think that the inflation story, as you've discussed, Shad, is the sole cause of the underperformance, even in some of the senior miners. You know, I'm looking right now, Newmont Mining, one of the largest gold miners in the world, is kind of bumping along 52-week lows here. You know, some of the other larger cap companies are threatening to break down. I look at Pan American Silver. It's not holding up so well, bumping along those 52-week lows. In my estimation, the reason for the underperformance, yes, that inflation is there. It is impacting the bottom line. I'm seeing that in a number of companies that I follow that are having their mining costs increase, their labor costs increase, et cetera. But I also think that talking about this big picture, it has to do with the valuations. You know, the stock performances here have to do with the valuations that investors are assigning to these companies. And this goes for the producing companies as well. You know, whereas in previous cycles, we may have seen ounces of reserves, proven and probable reserves, selling for $300 to $350 an ounce in companies that had, let's say, a 10-year mine life remaining. we're seeing in the marketplace now proven and probable reserves sometimes selling for $100 per ounce, you know, whereas the underlying bullion is the same price as it was when we had those higher multiples, let's just say 10 years ago. So the difference in valuation is simply a function of, hey, what price level is the market willing to assign for reserves in the ground or production in the ground? We can talk about that too as a multiple of market cap. And so this certainly trickles down to the development stage companies where we see in the previous cycle, you had measured and indicated gold in 2009, 2010, measured and indicated gold selling for $50 to $100 per ounce in the ground. Right now, I can list a number of examples of companies measured and indicated gold selling for $5 to $10 per ounce in the ground. So yes, inflation has hit the miners, ironically. Here, as the market has attempted to discount the inflation in the future. So in other words, we've seen the inflation negatively impact the miners' operations, but we've not seen the market re-rate the products of the miners, which is the metals themselves. Metals themselves have been attempting to discount the inflation in the future, so the miners kind of getting squeezed from both sides. This is what happens in the investment world sometimes. If it was easy to make a fortune investing, everyone would be doing it, right? We're all here because we are attempting to navigate basically uncharted territory for the global stage that we live in.
Well, Christopher, while most of the theme of this discussion has been definitely longer term and, you know, big picture, let's dial it back down to like more of the near term for investors that may be stuck in the summer doldrums here with us, a little disappointed that maybe their junior mining stock portfolio isn't responding as much as they'd like to the metals price. But maybe just recap, you know, since you have a nice subscriber base at iGold Advisor and you write on Gold Eagle, what would your advice to people be that are in this kind of tough sentiment period with the outlook that we still have 18 months of a bull market that could unfold and still be pretty profitable for investors? What would you tell investors in this environment?
Yeah, you've got to wait until gold breaks out to new all-time highs. And we have to judge that breakout when it occurs. I mean, as a precious metals investor, you always, when things get complicated and there are a lot of bifurcated, crisscrossing waves of thoughts and rumors, what you do is you take a huge step back, you clear everything off your desk, and you pull up a single chart. And that single chart is the price of gold bullion. That's the leader. Everything else is related to gold itself, the 5,000-year store of wealth. So when we do that and we take this giant step back and we look at gold, I reiterate that gold itself is still in an intermediate term bullish consolidation here. It's been consolidating for the last 3 years. Yes, sentiment has gotten worse as gold has merely moved sideways because most speculative investors simply are not interested when an asset class is moving sideways. It's actually more, you actually have more interest in a sector when an asset class is falling precipitously than when it's simply moving sideways. Because when it's falling, people are saying, whoa, you know, what's going on here? Is there an opportunity? We've been in this grind for the last 3 years, but with the caveat that there was this false breakdown late last year. And so we look at the three attempts to break to new all-time highs with a false breakdown on the most important chart for the entire precious metals sector, physical gold. And what I'm saying is, on a highest probability, that is a bullish consolidation that is still underway. So my strong expectation is that either later this year or into 2024, gold has one more significant rally coming up. I would have a measured target based on the widest part of the consolidation that we've been in here for the last 3 years. I would have a measured target of slightly above $2,500 per ounce. That could happen relatively quickly after gold breaks out. I think some people forget that from the low in November of last year to the peak in April, let's call it a 6 month move, gold moved $460. So $460 in 6 months, it could absolutely move another $460 in 6 months after breaking out successfully. You know, so if the breakout is going to come, let's say by the end of this year, it could very well be this time next year when we're talking that gold is in that mid-$2,000 range. Could overshoot my target by a few hundred dollars, could undershoot my target by a few hundred dollars. But just to reiterate, when I look at the gold chart itself, I think that's what investors need to keep in mind here as we certainly are approaching these summer doldrums here and we just see certain companies kind of drift lower and have some struggles, or we see drill results come out or company developments come out and the market uses any news as a selling opportunity. I just think you need to remember gold is still in a bullish consolidation here. Everything that I look at tells me that gold itself has at least one more significant rally to come after it breaks out. And investors will want to be tuning in to the host of global signals that are developing as gold breaks out to discern whether or not that breakout move is the final move of the cycle that began in late 2015. And so therefore, whether that's an opportunity to be taking a lot of profits, chips, positions off the table, or whether or not some sort of a more complex move is setting up that could take it higher than my base case scenario here. But when we talk about just the gold chart itself here in these summer doldrums, that's what investors want to keep in mind. That chart is a bullish chart until proven otherwise, and then we have to judge it as it is breaking out.
Very fair enough. Great comments there, Christopher. Absolutely. It's one step at a time watching what happens here, at least over the last about 8 to 9 months. It is a more bullish setup. But again, I think need to always keep our expectations managed with just how high the gold price or even the silver price could go, especially when you compare it to those bull market runs of the 70s or the early 2000s when gold just went screaming higher. We're hearing a whole lot of less calls for $50,000 gold, but I think that would definitely draw in some investors. But again, that's like it's one step at a time, and first thing first is to get to some new all-time highs and see how investors react to that. But hey, Christopher, it's great chatting with you. I really appreciate your insights. I value your insights. So thank you very much for spending time with us on this weekend show. And everybody, thanks for tuning in to this weekend show. Shad and I will be back full time next week. So make sure you keep in touch with Shad and I. And, well, I hope you all have a great rest of your week.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.